Here's the question I want to pose at the beginning of this homily. What is your next step in your spiritual life? What's the next better thing to do? Okay. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." What's going on there? In the fourth gospel, Jesus' glorification is his death on the cross and handing over his spirit. And in John's gospel, it's glorification means revelation, manifestation. Jesus' death and handing over the spirit reveals who God is, that Jesus and the Father are one. And the right response to that is, what? Unless you get it already. I mean, so I'm struggling to find a way to talk about this. And here's my Irish existentialist way of talking about it. So, buckle up. We block the revelation of God by our view of our own death. And a lot of people will say, "Oh, I don't worry about dying, you know, it's just one of those things, everything dies, blah, blah, blah." Think about this. How do you like any lessening or diminishment of your reputation, your will, or your strength? Because these are the small deaths that we all deal with. I don't like them. I'm here to witness on that. I don't like that. Jesus dying is his handing over of himself to the Father without fear, because he and the Father are one. Here's the next thing. It's a handing over. What my friend Sebastian Moore of Benedictine said, death from the standpoint of the ego is like this. It's the victory over the meaning we try to secure in life. This is who I am. This is what I have done. This is what I have accomplished. And this is my legacy, what will go on beyond me. And death is seen, for most human beings, as the end of our attempts to secure meaning based on our ego. So I manage to try and get something done, then death interrupts it. So that reflects the illusory centrality of our egos, that it's all about me. And I'm here to tell you, it's not all about you, because it's all about me. So get over yourselves. So, when we're told this new commandment, and you think, well, we'll love one another. Well, we were told that in the Old Testament. We were told, love your neighbor as yourself. This is different. This is love one another as I have loved you. The novice director who was serving the Jesuit novices the year before I entered said the most important word in the whole New Testament is as. as I have loved you. Which is a giving and sharing not based in ego and on maintaining my status and my dominion over others, but rather it's the healing of the fear and narcissism that drives us to maintain dominion over others. So the right response to Jesus' new commandment, I would suggest, love one another as I have loved you, is, oh my goodness, this is impossible. Who are you trying to kid? It's too much to ask. Because if we differentiate our good intentions from actually putting that into practice, to say, this is way too much. And what's the problem? What's the deal? The way we worship our own egos, it seems to me, the way the world is all about me, has caused me, maybe you, to not have a heart to give. Again, this is what Sebastian Moore suggests. It is possible, it is easy, without breaking any commandment, but rather being a good, average, decent citizen, to end up without a heart to give. And so then the commandment to love one another as I have loved you is impossible. And I'll end with two things. The spiritual life then becomes the search for a heart to give, to receive and to give. With less pretense, surrender of our egos, centrality. That's what I'd suggest is the role of a spiritual life. How do we get there? Well, there's a lot of ways. But here's one of the ways that Father Jim, our beloved pastor here, has come up with to for Jesu to engage the community is a week-by-week offering of reflections, of brief courses, as it were, on spirituality. So if you look here in the old pew, you're going to find this very nicely sheet that, because I'm central to everything, I designed. It's very tasty. Okay. So what Jim has asked us to do is invite you to say, are there areas in your spiritual life, in the world of Catholicism, in the theological and practical world, that will help you take the next right steps? So I want to give you about two minutes to fill it out. I'm going to time it too. And then as you leave, there are cardboard boxes at the tables in the back. You could pop them in there. There's also a Survey Monkey piece on the parish website. There's a link to it there. There's a notice in the bulletin with that link if you want to take it online.